This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is looking at six sites in Colorado for more possible detention facilities. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The potential sites include former prisons that are privately owned in El Paso, Huerfano, and Weld counties. That's according to court documents from a lawsuit filed in April by the American Civil Liberties Union. Two of the country's largest private prison companies have stakes in private prisons in Colorado. CoreCivic had already prioritized unused facilities in Walsenburg and Burlington for possible expansion. Geo Group currently operates the Aurora ICE Processing Center. ICE received $45 billion over 4 years to expand immigration detention infrastructure following the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill in Congress. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Fires continue to burn across parts of western Colorado, and the hot, dry weather is making it hard to get them under control. The South Rim Fire at the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park is at nearly 4,000 acres. More than 300 firefighters are working to put it out. Evacuation orders are in place for the rural area near the park. Evacuations have also been called in nearby Montrose County due to the Turner Gulch and Wright Draw fires. Portions of the highway are closed. The Turner Gulch doubled in size overnight to 1,470 acres. And south of Denver, a smaller fire is now 90% contained after burning about 130 acres yesterday. You can find more at CPR.org. Stay with us. It's CPR News at 4:06.